With just a few days left on the legislative calendar in New York, advocates are ramping up efforts to accomplish their priorities. Four state lawmakers are scheduled to exit the Capitol for the year. And one of the issues trying to make its way onto the agenda is traffic safety, which we're going to flesh out right now with the help of Amy Cohen, who co-founded Families for Safe Streets after her son, Sammy, was killed by a speeding driver in Brooklyn in 2013. Welcome back to the show, Amy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And I want to begin our conversation by talking about the state government's role in regulating traffic conditions. If a municipality wants to have speed limits below the state levels, impose rules for avoiding bicyclists, or deploy speed cameras, for the most part, can they do any of that on their own, or do they need to come to Albany to basically get permission?
I think most people don't realize that local governments don't have control over their streets and don't have the power to put in place the proven solutions to save lives. We have had to go to Albany year after year, pouring our heart out, telling our stories. I mean, I almost feel bad asking new members to go back to fight for the same solutions when we need more things to be put in place. And this is a crisis on our roads. 1,000 New Yorkers are killed in crashes every year. Thousands suffer life-altering injuries, and we have the solutions and we're not using them. And people who want to use them, their hands are tied.
Well, turning to some traffic safety issues then, there is a bill that would let municipalities outside of New York City reduce their speed limits to 25 miles per hour if they wanted to. Why shouldn't the state grant them that authority?
I have no idea. It is crazy. I mean, we fought to lower New York City's speed limit 8 years ago, and we pushed for the default speed limit to be 20 miles per hour. It is the speed limit in countries, you know, around the world, other industrialized nations who have half to a quarter as many people killed in crashes as we do. And yet we can't put that in place. And we had to compromise at that time and settle for 25. So we're going back now. And the law is actually named after my son, Sammy's Law, to get permission to lower the speed limit in New York City. And there's a comparable bill that would allow the speed limit to be lowered to 25 in municipalities across the state. And these really need to pass this legislative session. It's urgent. We have a crisis on our hands.
What's been the experience in New York City following the decrease in the speed limit there from 30 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour?
You know, for many years after the speed limit was initially reduced, Vision Zero was, you know, was working and traffic deaths were going down. Unfortunately, like the rest of the country during COVID, you know, we didn't do all the other solutions, many of which are in this package of bills, like redesigning our streets with safety as a priority that conveys to people how fast they should be going. So you need to lower the speed limit and then you need to fix the streets to tell people that's the speed they should be driving. And that's why we have this package of bills, putting together all the solutions that are needed to save lives.
Well, yeah, when you say fix the streets, what else needs to be done in terms of changing the way drivers approach driving each day?
I mean, this gets a little technical, and I have to tell you, this wouldn't have been anything I knew about before my son was killed. But we design our roadways in this state like big highways running through residential neighborhoods, which make it unsafe for drivers, kids like my son just trying to get around the neighborhood, coming home from school, you know, seniors. So they're wide and they encourage people to go really fast. You need to narrow those roadways a little. You need to make intersections where people are crossing a lot safer by putting, you know, little pedestrian bulb outs to make those turns safer. There are all these traffic transportation engineering solutions that are proven to work that we need to put in place. And we are pushing that the states fund this measure and lift the restrictions that make it hard for municipalities to do this. Right now, they can only do it with state DOT authority. They need to go through numerous reviews. And as a result, very few streets actually get fixed.
For listeners just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking about a package of traffic safety bills with Amy Cohen, who co-founded Families for Safe Streets after her son Sammy was killed by a speeding driver in Brooklyn in 2013. Is there a lot of demand outside of New York City to implement these complete street designs? Because I have to imagine this is going to be a bit of a culture shift for a lot of drivers, and they might be resistant to this, even if you tell them that it is about saving lives.
We have built a coalition of over 100 organizations from across the state: Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, the Adirondacks, the Finger Lakes, Hudson Valley. Local electeds have signed on. A half a dozen cities have passed resolutions urging the state legislature to pass these bills because they want to put in place lower speed limits and complete streets.
Well, when you think about the current dynamic we have now, is it basically the state government, local governments, drivers, basically saying that they're willing to let some people die so they can, I don't know, get places a little bit faster?
That's absolutely it. And let me tell you, I spend my days talking to families like me, you know, who I have to welcome to this horrible club, help them navigate what is now an unimaginable situation. No child, no parent is meant to outlive their child. People are not supposed to bury their siblings because they were just trying to get to work or to school or to see a friend. Getting around should not have to be a deadly act. And this is a pain we don't want anyone to experience. Everyone can be slightly inconvenienced to save a life. And it just means you might get to your destination 2 minutes later. I think that's worth it.
And when you think about the outstanding issues that could make their way through Albany, are there other bills that you're pushing outside of what we've talked about that you think could make a difference, whether it's changing the blood alcohol threshold for DWIs, changing the rules regarding, you know, passing bicyclists? Is there anything else that you're interested in?
Well, the package has 8 bills, so it's about speed limits and complete streets. There's also a bill that, would define and ensure that when a vehicle passes a cyclist, they do so at a safe distance. And finally, there's a bill that also supports crash victims. You know, after this horrific incident, crash victims should have certain rights, be able to get your police report, speak at hearings that determine whether or not that driver who killed your family member should still drive. And then it would have a study to look at, as a pair of last resort, what safety net is missing, because we get call after call, I can't afford to bury my child. How can you help me? And the only thing I can tell them is to start a GoFundMe page. If the driver is charged, there is this safety net. So it's just looking, the bill is looking to study what is missing and how can we help families.
And I think it's worth noting that this is called the Crash Victims Bill of Rights, and it's not the Accident Victims Bill of Rights. Do you think it's important that we make a distinction when we talk about car crashes?
Absolutely. I mean, an accident implies there's nothing you can do. We can prevent these crashes. This is a preventable public health crisis, and we have the solutions. We just need to put in place safe speeds, safe roads, protect those who are most vulnerable, and support those who are personally impacted until we solve this crisis.
Well, we've been speaking with Amy Cohen. She is the co-founder of Families for Safe Streets. Amy, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And to learn more about Amy's organization and their advocacy, visit familiesforsafestreets.org.
Capital Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.